She pointed.
That looks a bit big for one fish. It must be a shoal of them.
One of the shrews stared accusingly at Logalog.
You shouldn't have banged your paddle on the boat like that. It's urgent and it's coming for us. It's coming, I tell you.
From the other boat, Tubgut could be heard yelling accusations.
It's those two, the badger and the hare. They've brought bad luck down on us all.
Others started shouting as panic set in with the advance of the rippling wave toward the two boats.
Back the way we came, shrews. Paddle for land.
It's the deep coiler, mates.
Turn back. Let us off these boats.
If it's the deep coiler, we're all dead beasts.
Logalog drew his rapier, rapping out commands over the hubbub.
Silence and sit down, fools, or you'll turn these boats over. If you want to save yourselves, sit tight and shut up.
The rippling hump of water had been building up as it approached the boats. Subdued by Logalog's authority, every creature in the boats sat silent and still. Paws gripped paddles tightly, mouths shut tight as vices, fur stood stiff on every back. With little warning, the sunlit noontide surface of the immense lake had become a place of horror and dread. Every eye was fixed on the noiseless travelling swell. It was scarce more than 3 boat lengths from them when there was a whoosh of water and something long and scaly slapped the top of the lake. Both craft rose on the swell as the logboats rode the wave. Mara moved then. Craning over the side, she looked down into the translucent blue-green depths and saw the thing as it passed underneath both vessels. It was enormous. She had missed seeing the creature's head, but she watched in fascinated terror as the length of its body slipped harmlessly by, a mere paw's length beneath the surface, round and thick as the trunk of a tree, dark green with slate-grey blotches. Trailing waterweeds clung to the heavily scaled mass of the leviathan. Rippling side fins powered it through the water as its length kept on passing. And passing. The pointed tail tip scraped the boat's underside, and then it was gone, far down into the fathomless depths of the silent lake. The badger maid breathed a long sigh of relief and mopped the beads of sweat that stood out on her nose.
By the rocks of Salamandastron, what was that?
Nordo unclenched his paws from the paddle with a visible effort.
What you just saw was a monster. Gausam shrews call it the deep coiler, though no beast has ever set eyes on it until now.
Pickle sat with his eyes wide as saucers and his ears rigid.
Well, let's hope we jolly well live to tell about it. Oh, Corks and Catkins, I knew I should never have gone sailing. At least when you're on belly old dry land, you can run away. But stuck out here on a floating log, it's a bit much, you chaps.
Deep coiler was an old shrew tale,
Logalog explained to Mara and Pickle, somewhat apologetically.
A story to frighten naughty little ones who wanted to go paddling alone. Though in the time of my forefathers, there were stories of logboats and whole crews lost in mysterious circumstances out on this great lake. As for myself, I never believed in the thing. But now, I've seen it with my own eyes. How can I doubt it? I'm sorry that this peril has been brought upon you by me and my son.
The boats were floating side by side. Tubgut snarled across.
Dear that, shrews, he's sorry. We might all be dead meat by tonight, but Logalog's sorry. Logalog, he's not a proper Logalog. Where's the black stone that should be hanging round his neck? We don't have to take orders from him. I say we make for the shore.
Mutinous murmurs started arising from both crews.
Tubgut's right. Without the Blackstone, he's just an imposter.
I say we elect another leader.
Aye, Tubgut for leader. He'll get us out of this.
The fat shrew stood up with a triumphant sneer and faced the shrew leader.
Find yourself another name, shrew. You're Logalog no more. I'm the new Gausam leader now, right?
All the shrews were frightened at the thought of being out on the lake where Deep Coiler lurked. Tubgut's plan to strike for land caught on immediately. Rather shamefacedly, they murmured agreement with Tubgut, though they kept their eyes averted from Logalog, who had always been a good and fair leader. Logalog touched his rapier hilt as he gazed coolly across at Tubgut.
We'll settle this once and for all. You name the time and the place, shrew.
Tubgut quailed under Logalog's stare, but he put on a brave front and began blustering.
There'll be no fighting to the death around here or on land. I'm the newly elected leader now. The moment we get to shore, you're banished from the Gowsome. You and your son.